Deceit and I have a strictly professional relationship with benefits. We've been seeing each other for years, since before I told my aunt that her birthday gift was still in the mail, since before I told my bishop that I never touched myself. But Deceit and I started getting really serious back in my ambulance days when we worked together. We hit the sirens and drove to the trailer park we called Wyoming, because nothing good ever happened there. We got the call at 3 a.m. Unresponsive infant. The parents stood over us, large and stiff and weeping, like mountains in the spring shrinking as the snow and ice melted from their eyes. Beneath us, a child so cold and so blue he could have been winter. Deceit and I did CPR for a lifetime. CPR always lasts a lifetime. But we knew from the beginning this blue baby boy had been dead for who knows how long. There was no crib in this one-bedroom trailer. These people with mountains for bodies kept the baby in their own bed and smothered him in their sleep. What a horror it is to kill the one you hold close by holding them close. Deceit handed me the clipboard and my tongue grew thorns as I wrote SIDS as the chief complaint, and I told a lie the size of God's hands, as long and as dark and as the midnight between stars. It's not your fault, I lied. Sometimes they just stop breathing in the night. We call it sudden infant death syndrome, and we don't know what causes it. And Mother Mountain fell to her knees and shrieked so loud I thought the earth would retreat beneath us. A lie this big could move mountains, but the truth could obliterate them. The truth was a leather belt tied around a ceiling fan, with mouth wide open, hungry for her neck. The truth was all the whiskey in the world, thirsty for his blood and a new dead drunk to call home. I can live with the guilt of a lie, but I cannot live with the guilt of their guilt. So I lied, like Cain was in the corner taking notes. You made the right decision, lied the medical director. It was a good job, lied the nurses on my way out. When I woke up, Deceit asked, how are you feeling? I'm fine, I lied. Didn't have any nightmares? No, I lied. I slept like a baby.